For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president's former campaign chairman has spent his first night in jail. Paul Manafort's bail was revoked after the Russia probe special counsel charged him with witness tampering. In a tweet, the president calls the decision to revoke Manafort's bail a tough sentence. In an earlier exchange with reporters, the president said the special counsel's focus on Manafort has been unfair.
I mean, I look at some of them where they go back 12 years. Like, Manafort has nothing to do with our campaign.
Manafort chaired the campaign over a series of pivotal months in the summer of 2016. He was let go after reports surfaced of his lobbying for pro-Russian forces in Ukraine. He currently faces dozens of charges, including financial fraud, money laundering, and false statements. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump reportedly misunderstood an interviewer's question, which is why he said he wouldn't sign an immigration bill that's moving through the House. They now say he actually would support the package being put together by Republican leaders and sign it if it passes, but that package is unlikely to get any support from Democrats. They say it makes too many changes to legal immigration. Cambridge Analytica was the political consulting firm brought down by a scandal over how it got private data from Facebook users. At least four people who worked for Cambridge Analytica are now working for a new company that does the same work, Dataproprio. The leader, Matt Oskowski, also led the Cambridge Analytica data team that worked on the 2016 Trump campaign. He denies a link to the 2020 campaign, but a source says that Trump-related 2020 data research has already begun at the firm. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000...
More legal disputes in the Stormy Daniels court case, pitting lawyer against lawyer, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
President Trump's longtime lawyer is now seeking a restraining order against another lawyer, the attorney for the porn star who claimed she had an affair with Donald Trump back in 2006. Michael Cohen wants lawyer Michael Avenatti to stop talking to the media, claiming it's likely to deprive him of the right to a fair trial. Avenatti is the attorney for Stormy Daniels. Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 to stop talking about her alleged affair with Mr. Trump, which he and the administration have long denied. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two riders fell more than 30 feet from a roller coaster at a Florida park after it derailed from its track. The Daytona Beach, Florida Fire Department said it had a busy night on Thursday, rescuing 10 riders from the Sandblaster coaster at the Daytona Beach Boardwalk. Firefighters found the coaster dangling from its track and two riders lying injured on the ground after they fell 34 feet. Four other people were sent to the hospital. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services said the ride was inspected on Thursday and it was found to be in compliance with the law. They said they're launching an investigation to determine the cause of the accident. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.